What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Newlyweds Podcast. I'm Brian Sorrell, here with my beautiful wife,
Elizabeth Sorrell.
And we are the Newlyweds. Hope you all are having a fantastic Tuesday afternoon. I had a hell of a weekend, and I think Elizabeth did too.
Yeah?
Let's talk about it.
Talk about it.
So, to start, what a thriller on Saturday night.
Oh, the Ole LSU Miss game.
Versus LSU. And it was Saturday night in Death Valley. And it did not disappoint. Mm-hmm. Ole Miss came in, thought they had us. They had us up all until the last 24 seconds of the game. Mm-hmm. And that's when Garrett Nussmeier and Kyron Lacy connected to win in overtime. Mm-hmm. And the rush in that was second to none. I wish you would have experienced with me.
Yeah.
But as most LSU fans, leave. That's just what happens.
Well, it was also family weekend. And I will say we were jealous we were not there.
Homecoming?
Yes. Is that not the same?
They're not the same.
It's not?
No. I don't think you ever brought your family to family weekend once.
LSU family week. Okay, my entire family is from Louisiana. My entire family went to the school. So, like,
what does that matter? You don't think they had any, maybe, you know how sad they probably were that they never got invited to family weekend?
I don't think they were sad at all.
I will ask them at Thanksgiving.
Okay. It was not family weekend. It was homecoming. I thought they were the same. Excuse me.
Yeah.
It was homecoming weekend, and it was also the 100th anniversary of Tiger Stadium.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, fun weekend for everyone who got to be there. We wish we could have been there.
Yeah, we had an intention to go out there, but some things happened in life and just didn't allow us the opportunity to go out there. But
yeah.
We'll be back, Death Valley. Don't worry. We're coming. Daddy's coming home.
It would have been a good weekend, though, because it was the LSU game, and then it was also
Saints-Bucks
game on the Sunday. So, it would have been the perfect weekend for us to go.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was Saturday. Saturday was fantastic. Sunday, one of the most hated days of the year. It's also a great day, depending on which way the game goes. Bucks versus Saints. Mm-hmm. I don't think you guys understand the passion that I have for Saints fans.
I think actually they do understand.
I actually hate every single living, breathing one of them.
I think they do understand.
Because they're so ignorant, so arrogant, their shit doesn't stink, and somehow they continue to run their mouth every single year. What I was shocked about, we hung 50 points on these people, folks.
I'm just saying, only loser, 50
points.
Only loser, insecure people feel this passionate.
There's multiple fan bases that feel this way about the Saints. You're just not tuned into any of the sports. You're definitely not. But yes, per Saints fashion, yeah, you guys are the best. So, what I was surprised about, and I've already brought this up to you.
Yeah.
Your group chat for the family was mighty quiet.
Yeah.
They run their mouth just as much as the next Saints fan any other weekend, any other time the Saints are up.
Yep.
But my God, was it quiet in that group chat on Sunday. And I knew they knew the game was going on. I know they saw. Don't get it twisted. They saw. So we'll see what happens in the following Saints-Bucks matchup, the second one of the season.
When is that one?
It's in a couple weeks, maybe a couple months, whatever.
Okay.
I will be interested, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just say it goes south for the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I better not see one text come through. Because that'll just paint the picture and be exactly what I need to just
go off.
No, just say it's like typical Saints fan.
Yeah.
But yeah, that my weekend was great.
Yeah. I also did something really fun. I went and started looking, like, shopping for our Thanksgiving tablescape this weekend.
Yes, we did.
So, if you don't know what a tablescape is...
Well, how about you tell... Do they even know why we're getting tablescapes and all this other stuff?
Yeah, we talked about it. We are hosting Thanksgiving for my family this year. It's our first time hosting ever. We'll do a whole episode after and talk about what went well and what went wrong. But anyways, we're hosting my family here this year. So, like, I'm going to be the main one for cooking. And obviously, I'm in charge of the tablescape.
Mm-hmm, of course. And critical.
A tablescape is just, like, you know, making the table all pretty.
Like landscaping, but tablescape.
Sure. It's like, you know, the matching dishes, like the little stuffed looking turkey, like a candlestick holder, all this stuff, the napkins, all of that, whatever. So I went this weekend to go look for some stuff because they already have Christmas stuff out. And I knew, like, if I didn't go this weekend, like, there's probably not going to be any Christmas stuff left. I mean, any Thanksgiving stuff left when it's, like, time to actually buy stuff. So I went this weekend, got a couple things. And we also went and got, like, a turkey platter.
Yeah.
And I was texting, like, my parents and then, like, my sister's and Brian's parents about the turkey platter thing and, like, asking which one they liked because we had some wedding gift cards to use. So, like,
we held on to those for a minute.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you still kept track of this because if it were me,
yeah,
those are gone. Well, no idea where they are. And there's, you know, X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
Gone.
I saved them because, like, we didn't really need anything up until recently. Like, so I saved them. Anyways, like, I went to go get something, and we wanted to get something nice for our, like, for us to have for the rest of our lives, you know, like a nice turkey platter, whatever. So, like, we went to Williams and Sonoma, found, like, beautiful stuff, whatever. Well, I was texting everybody, like, which one they like, and Brian's mom, I texted her, and she was so sweet and offered us Brian's childhood turkey platter.
Yeah, it brought her to tears. She was so moved by it. She's about to cry right now. But yeah, it was a cool thing. I didn't know that it meant so much to Elizabeth. It definitely, I didn't think twice about it, but she was excited about it. So, we're going to have that turkey platter, which is like a picturesque literal turkey on the sucker. It's like etched into it essentially. And then the one that we got was more like just overall fall vibe. So like there's pumpkins on it. There's some, well, I'll let you go into the detail because I don't know. I definitely don't know how to explain it.
Well, we bought one and then Brian's mom offered to give us like his.
How are we getting that, by the way?
She's going to mail it to us.
Exciting times.
Yeah.
Two critical pieces for the tablescape checked off the list.
Yeah. And we got some other things. We got some cute little serving bowls. We still need to get, obviously, like more stuff.
I think we should have an episode before we host as well to go over Thanksgiving. Like menu,
our meal prep and what we're doing.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Plans for the weekend. All that. Because it's all exciting times. And the holidays are here. And it's just fun to talk about.
Yeah, we'll do an episode about like, yeah, we'll do a prep episode, prepping for hosting, and then after how we felt it went.
Yeah. I'm still undecided if I want to smoke a turkey or not. You've been asking.
Yeah.
It's just a lot of pressure.
So something my family used to do for Thanksgiving is like, at least at my grandpa's house, they'd have turkeys like three ways.
Which was crazy the first time you see it.
Yeah. So they'd have like all the different, like cooked all different ways. So like, I thought it'd be nice if we had it here. Like, obviously I'll make one in the oven, like roast it. And then Brian could smoke one because he has a smoker and he's like really good at it.
Yeah, no, it could be fun. It's just, how are we going to get it there? What's it going to taste like after second day? Because I'd have to cook it prior because we're going to an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Ideally, I'd like to cook it on the same morning.
Well, that's not going to work.
Yeah, I know. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to taste better. I don't know. That's not true. Some of the briskets taste better the next day.
I don't know. You'll have to, like, look into it to see if you can reheat it. But if not, then, like, we'll just wait until we host at our actual house.
Our forever home. Whenever that is.
Yeah, whenever that is.
Or wherever that is.
Whenever.
Wherever.
Yeah. But anyways, lots of exciting things happening.
So. Lots of stuff on the horizon. It's a good time in the world right now. Elections coming up.
Yeah.
Did you notice gas went down like a lot?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, shall we get into the episode topic for today?
Let's do it, shall we?
So, Brian picked our episode topic today. We are going to be talking about choosing the right venue for your wedding.
Love it. It's a lot to decipher. A lot to choose from.
Yeah. So,
let's talk about it.
Let's give our advice. What's your advice?
Well, being the classic and traditional man that I am, I'm of the type of church wedding. It's just where I'm at with it.
So you're talking ceremony and
all of it.
All of it. Okay, let's go ahead.
So I want the full mass.
Yep.
Is that considered the ceremony?
Yeah.
So I want the ceremony. And then is that everything, right?
Well, the reception.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm assuming at every venue that we're about to talk about, a reception is going to be a part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're just talking venue location for the actual marriage.
Well, I was talking venue location for the reception, but we can go.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we could just do both.
Yeah.
Okay, razzle dazzle.
Okay, so first, I guess it's important to distinguish. Are you the type of couple that wants a one-stop shop? Do you want to be able to have your ceremony and mm-hmm. your reception all in the same place?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have to worry about your guests having to leave or drive or getting transportation or any of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So do you want that? Or are you the type that you want, like, one place for your ceremony? Maybe it's a church, maybe it's the beach, maybe it's a forest, like, I don't know.
And mountaintop?
Yeah. And then do you want to have to go somewhere else for your reception? Which is fine. That's what we did. So I guess that's number one. Like, which one do you want? One-stop shop, or do you want to have two different places?
I don't mind the idea of a one-stop shop.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
And very convenient for your guest as well. Especially if you're having guests that are coming from out of town.
I agree completely. But there are people like us who want their ceremony in a church. And obviously you can't have the reception in a church as well.
Right. What about Rollins College?
What about it?
Alphondin.
Yeah. So there are, if you are the type who wants to have the church wedding, and then you also want to have the ceremony after at a place close by, there are places like that where, like, you, it's walking distance. You can walk down to it after. And that's a great option too.
Great option.
Yeah. That could have been us if we had chosen the one.
Which one?
The rooftop one.
Oh, yeah.
It was right across the street from the church.
We liked that one too. But we liked the pavilion better.
Yeah.
The pavilion.
Okay, so anyways, back to the advice.
Yeah, sorry. We're getting caught up.
What else?
But yeah, where were we at?
We're at first you need to decide if you want to have it all in one place or if you're fine with having two separate places.
So I would really prefer if we could go back and do it. Not to say that I would change our venue. I would not, because mm-hmm. I liked our venue better.
Yeah.
But if we were, for whatever reason, getting married in Winter Park, where I grew up,
yeah,
I would 100% do the cathedral or the Rollins Collins Church
mm-hmm.
or St. Virgin Mary and walk to Alphondin.
Yeah, so that's what your brother did.
Yep.
David and Lauren, they did that, and it was beautiful. It was lovely. I think, did they do like a little parade down? Or was that just for pictures?
I honestly can't remember. The drinks were flowing.
I think it might have just been for pictures. But it's like, it's a cute idea. Like, I like it, and it's probably very convenient for the guests. As a guest, like, I probably would prefer to have it all close by where, like, I can come to the church park and mm-hmm. then walk to wherever the other place is or mm-hmm. be in the same place.
Mm-hmm.
But as a bride and as a very indecisive person, I would rather have two different options. That way I get, like, you know, everything I want.
Right.
And also, like, obviously we're Catholic, so, like, we had to get married in a church. Well, you don't have to, but, like, that was important to us.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, decide on that first.
I'm also trying to think, if you're going to have it, if you're going to have it at two separate locations,
mm-hmm.
it would be a thought. And it's going to be an added cost for sure, but it's a super nice touch. Your family did it.
Mm-hmm.
Is to have, like, transportation. Provide some sort of transportation
mm-hmm.
from the church if you're going to do it and it's a little bit of a distance and you have people that don't have, you know, don't know the area, mm-hmm. are renting a car, Ubering, whatever it might be. Just for a convenience factor, it's a super nice touch if you can provide transportation from the church or wherever the venue is to wherever you're holding your reception.
I would agree with that.
So, yeah, that's just a little food for thought. But it's a nice thing.
Well, on that same subject, I would say your next thing after you decide what you want, do you want one place or two places, is you need to decide on your budget.
Mm-hmm.
This
is all before.
This is probably even before you go look at it. But, like, you need to decide on a budget, okay? So, like, whoever's paying for the wedding, whether it's the couple, whether it's the parents, whatever it is, like, you need to sit down and know going into it.
You can't afford everything.
How much?
I guess you could, but.
Some people could, but, yeah. Like, some people have a budget, and that's, like, normal. Normal people have budgets, okay? So, we are operating under the fact that you are a normal person with a budget, okay?
Yeah, if you don't buy more power to you, enjoy.
If you don't have a budget, like, Good for you.
Yeah, send us an invitation.
Yeah. But anyways, you need to know your budget, okay? And then you need to shop within your budget.
Yeah, okay? don't go beyond your means, because like you're not gonna be able to keep up with everybody that you're seeing on social media. It's like, mm-hmm. it's not possible, and that's okay.
Well, also I just wanna say, like, when you go tour venues, like if you decide to tour a venue out of your budget just for fun, just for like shits and giggles, like it's gonna hurt your own feelings, because obviously the bigger budget places are probably gonna be nicer. Mm-hmm. And so you're gonna fall in love with this place and then you're gonna hate every other place you go visit.
Yeah, that's a not, you're setting yourself up for remorse.
Yeah, so just like keep that in mind, like shop within your budget. You really need to go into these places knowing like, okay, this is my budget and these are within my budget. Like I can actually have these.
Yeah.
Not let me go look at places that are $50,000 over my budget.
Look at the pictures online if you really want to look at the places.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it, because you're going to hurt your feelings and then like you're going to make yourself miserable because you're going to have to pick a place that's obviously less expensive and maybe not as nice. And you're just going to be thinking, wow, I wish I could have had that. And then it's just going to put a damper on your whole wedding. Like you're always going to be having that feeling of regret. Like, I wish I could have had that.
But like, I just wouldn't want to be. And maybe this is me personally. If it were solely on Elizabeth to pay for the wedding, mm-hmm. I would not want to put you into or make you feel like you have to do something that's not obtainable or like you couldn't afford. And when I say you, it eventually would be my debt too, which yeah. I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't want to be financially like wedding strapped.
Yeah.
Like, I agree. Reach for something that, like, yes, it's super nice in that moment and all. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, like, is it really going to make that big of a difference because you went to this one nicer venue that costed you extra $15,000?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but, like, I wouldn't want to. I'm just, what I'm getting at is, like, don't put yourself in a situation where, like, you're financially strapped aggressively for, like, your wedding.
That's what I'm saying. You just need to, like, know your budget before you go into this and then, like, really make an effort to stick to it, because, like, weddings can get really expensive, and like if you spend your entire budget on the venue, like then you're screwed for everything else. And like there are a lot, like I would say probably the venue is the most expensive cost of your wedding, but like there are a lot of other things that add up. So, and I've seen like photographers even that are the same price if not more than venues. So like I would just say, like, you need to consider all this stuff before you go touring venues.
So, like, for the venue, because luckily our venue, like, mm-hmm. was provided all the catering as well.
So, let's get into that, too.
That's a, like you already hinted at, like, that's a whole nother expense. That's, mm-hmm. if you have to go out and find your own vendor.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that being cheaper than having the venue actually provide the service for you.
Yeah. So once you go tour actual venues, you'll make a list of like your top 5, top 10, whatever. And I would say spend the weekend going to like tour all these places. Okay. Once you go and tour these places, you need to be asking all the questions like, what is included? Am I going to get the tables included? Am I going to get the chairs included? Am I going to get food, drinks, all of that stuff? Is that all included? Okay.
And write it down. Like, they'll give you like a little pamphlet here and there, but like the questions that aren't on the pamphlet, you're going to want to remember that stuff, because generally it's going to be important stuff.
Yeah.
And like, luckily, like, Elizabeth's dad had already been through it. Elizabeth went through it with her sister. Like, they knew the questions and the stuff to ask.
Yeah.
But like, not everybody does. And that could potentially be like a whole nother episode on its own of like what to actually talk to these venue people about.
Well, we'll do that at the end. We'll do our questions to ask when you go tour.
Okay, cool.
Or we can do this after.
But like either way, yeah. I mean, write this stuff down. Like make sure that whether that's your dad or your mom or whoever's going with you, if not yourself, like somebody needs to be jotting just these quick notes down.
So I had printed out little sheets when we went and toured venues. I had a printed out sheet for every single venue we went and toured. It had the name of the venue, it had the address, it had a picture of the venue, and then I had the same, I think it was like the same 10 questions, and I printed them out with like a little space.
Great idea.
And I brought a pen with me to every single place, and I would ask my questions and I would write down the answers, okay? And then like after we left the venue, like when we were driving to the next one, we'd write down like what we liked and what we didn't like.
Mm-hmm. No, it was really useful. Like, yeah. It was really, you got to do it.
Yeah.
Especially if we're doing it out of state as well. So, like,
yeah.
It's not like we could just pop back in and see the venue again or drive by to, like, jog our memory, if that makes sense.
Well, you can't, like, they'll give you their email and their phone numbers to call back. So, like, you can. But, like, you really want to write down your first impression of everything. That way you, like, can go back and remember. Like, you don't want to have to call. And you want to have everyone's opinions on the place. That way when you're going to, like, finally pick, you're like, oh, this is what my mom said about it. This is what my dad said about it. Like, you know, all the stuff.
Yeah.
But I will say it is important to ask what's included, because we toured venues where everything was included, cake, everything. And then we also toured venues where it was literally just the venue was included.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you would have to bring in your own tables, your own chairs, your own linens, your own everything. The food, like catering, you'd bring it all in.
That's too much. Like, that's way too many vendors to deal with, way too much to coordinate. Like, that's something personally, like, if you were down for it, cool.
Mm-hmm.
If I was in any way doing this for myself or, like, assisting or taking ownership in one of the responsibilities to get a vendor there, I'm sorry, no.
Yeah. And I will say, like, this place was the same price for just the venue as the place that was all included.
And I didn't think it was nicer.
I thought it was really cool.
It was cool. It was cool.
So it was, we got married in New Orleans and it was the Orpheum Theater. So it's like an opera house that they turned into a wedding venue. Well, I mean, I think they still have, like, shows there.
Yeah.
But, like, something it's also like a wedding venue. So, like, it was just really cool. Like, there's nothing else like it.
And it had, like, a whole, like, underneath bar and all. What was it?
Yeah, they had a speakeasy.
It was super cool.
They said they'd, like, roll out the red carpet for us. Like, it would have been amazing. But, like, like Brian said, it would have been a lot of work. And, like, that's something you need to consider. If you are fine with bringing, if, like, that's your dream venue and you're fine with bringing in everything,
and you're that type of planner and, like, you're on top of stuff like that,
that's fine. And, like, your wedding will probably be beautiful. But, like, you need to know, like, that's extra work on you. And, like, wedding planning, like, is already so stressful. So, like,
especially when you're doing it yourself and you don't have a coordinator, or what's it called? Like, the actual, like, wedding planner. Yeah. Like, if you don't have one of those and you're doing this yourself, think about that. If you're, we've got a wedding planner, by all means, like, let them figure that out. But
yeah, if we have a wedding planner and we have endless budget, like, do it. But, like, if it's just you, like, you're doing this on your own, no planner, like, and it's really just you, like, I would probably go for the venue that's going to include everything.
I got a question for you. Not on topic at all. I guess sort of.
Okay.
Is it actually worth it to do it with a wedding planner? Like, to have a wedding planner do it? Even if you had the money.
If I had the budget, I would probably say yes. Because they are with you from day one. And they're sending you a thing every single week.
So how much is it, though?
So that's the thing. Is, like, if you are a budget bride, it can be, like, anywhere from $5,000 to, like, $100,000.
Wow.
I mean, like, obviously that's, like, luxury. But, like,
now, that's just the planner, though. That's just the planner. That's not the venue and everything. You're paying them $5,000.
You're paying them for their services. You're not getting anything with it. They're not giving you invitations.
I guess $5,000 is not terrible.
I mean, that's cheaper end. And, like, I don't know what that covers.
Like, would that put, you could go right now and go $5,000, like, for a wedding planner? Or they have years upon years of experience and know all the venues to get into the door?
I don't know.
Okay.
But I'm saying, like, if you have a tight budget, then, like, $5,000 is a lot of money to, like, spend on a planner.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
But, like, if you have that extra in your budget, then I would say yes. But, like, you really need to think about, like, how much things are costing. Like, venue alone is, like, starting at, like, $20,000.
Wow. And that's for literally 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 to 4 hours.
Yeah. Like, so I would just say, like, you need to consider all of this. Like, it adds up quick.
Do we need to talk about, like, venue bookings or anything? Like, as far as how far in advance, or that's just dependent on the actual venues?
Yeah, we can get into that.
Okay.
So I guess timing. How far in advance should you go ahead and book your wedding venue?
Mm. I have no idea.
So I would say, like, minimum, like, a year out. Even then, like, there'll probably be very limited dates.
So do you pick your wedding date first or your venue date? Or do you work around what the venue has for You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So it depends. For us, like, I didn't have a perfect date in mind. I didn't say this is the day I want to get married. There are girls who do that. Like this year, September 21st was on a Saturday. And there's that song, you know, do you remember the 21st night?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So that first, like, that was a Saturday this year. So obviously everyone wanted to get married. I swear to God, everyone that I know and their mothers got married on that Saturday this year. So, like, if that's your dream date, like, if you have a dream date in mind, like, you can obviously do it that way. It's going to be a lot harder, though.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, what we did was we went and toured venues, like, 2 months after we got engaged. And then based on which one we liked, we went with their availability. So the one that we picked had 2 dates available.
Wow. I didn't know it was that tight.
Yeah, they had 2 dates. And it was January and May. And there was 1 day in each of those. So it was like our wedding day, and then May 6th was the other one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It depends on if you're more of like a date girl or a venue girl. I'm more of like, I want the perfect venue. I don't really care.
Yeah, yeah.
The date's not as important to me, but I know there are girls who are like, I want this date.
Yeah. That's
and that's cool. Fine too.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say it just depends on what you are. But you need to go to the venues early because, like, you would be shocked at how early these venues are booking up.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Like, I know girls who will book their wedding venue before they're even engaged because their dream venue books out that quick.
But you're not having to put deposits down for these?
You do.
Wow. That's nuts.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. So, like, you need to, as early as you can go, like, you need to go at least look, get their dates and availability, and then you can figure out the deposits and all that later. But, like, I would go as early as you can.
Interesting.
Yeah. Another thing you need to decide on, and this is probably also in the beginning, like, right when you get engaged, would be location. Where do you and your spouse want to get married? If you guys are both from the same state and you both have a hometown, like, you probably want to get married in your hometown.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you don't. Maybe you want to have a destination wedding out of the country. You need to decide on that too. Maybe you and your spouse are from different states. You need to decide whose state are we getting married in.
If you are getting married in, or you're from two different states, it should be at the wife's hometown.
Yes.
That's proper.
Traditional. Okay. I wouldn't say proper.
Yeah, yeah, okay, okay.
But yes, traditionally, if you and your spouse are from different states, it's tradition to get married in the wife's home state because typically the wife's family is paying for it.
Yeah, gotcha.
So that brings us into the time of year. You also need to consider the time of year when you are picking your venue. If you want to do an outdoor venue, don't have your wedding in the summer.
Or winter, depending on where you live. I mean, that could be said for... It's not only summer related. You're going to have a damn outdoor wedding in the winter? You're going to have a blizzard? You're going to have people in cold?
Our wedding was in the winter and we had outdoor areas.
Again, look at your geography.
It was cold.
It wasn't cold.
It was cold.
It was cold for maybe people in Florida. Anybody else was perfectly fine. I'm saying don't have a winter wedding if you live in Colorado or Montana or Maine. Nobody's going to want to go to an outdoor wedding in freezing cold.
Sure.
So, yeah. It's not just summer months, people. The cold is effective, too.
So, I will say, when you are considering these things, like, wedding season, high season is, like, I think April to, like, June is high wedding season. So, that's when things are going to be, like, the most expensive because, obviously, it's, like, the best weather, like, people are off for the summer, like, all different reasons, whatever. So, that's another thing to consider.
Definitely. So, those prime months, you're going to be paying a little bit more.
You are. And the venues do have, like, high season and low season prices. So, like, that's another thing to consider. That's why I would keep your date options open and, like, see the difference. Because, like, there's a big difference in the prices for that.
Mm-hmm. For sure. I mean, we literally, like Elizabeth said, we had our wedding in January, which is a winter month.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it for Louisiana, I didn't think it was cold. If you're saying people were cold, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it snows in Louisiana.
Yeah. But, like, I would say the weather in Louisiana is better in, like, the spring, end of winter months there. So, like, it just made more sense. You know?
What made more sense?
Like, to have it. So, like, what I was saying is our venue had either, like, May or January. And I would, like, the reason I chose January was because I wanted to wear gloves and I didn't want to be hot.
Oh.
And, like, May would have been miserable. My hair would have been frizzy. Like, I would have been sweating off my makeup. You know?
No, I thought it was just so you could marry me faster, but clearly I was not thinking that through between when we were talking about the two dates. I didn't know that. I thought it was just so me and you could.
No.
So it was all just so you could wear some white gloves.
Yeah.
Not so you could.
Because I wanted to wear white gloves, and I can't wear white opera length gloves in the summer.
Not so you can call me husband sooner.
No.
Huh.
Sorry to break that to you.
Noted. Good to know.
What else do you have for picking your venue?
Enjoy it. It's kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. Like,
it was fun touring and all.
The actual, like, when you go to tour your venues, like...
They'll give you champagne.
Yeah. Pick a... If you are going to bring people, like, if you're not going to go just you and your husband, pick a good group of people. Like, pick people that you're going to have fun with, that are going to give you, like, good opinions if you want them, and that aren't going to be bitchy.
Yeah. And that last, second to last, is a hell of a point. Don't bring people if you don't want to hear their opinion.
Yes.
Because you're going to hate every second of it if this Susan in the background is giving her opinion on everything and it's not matching or nothing that you even care to hear. With,
yeah.
It's not matching your opinion or you just don't even care to hear what she has to say.
Yeah. So when we went just me, Brian, and then both of our parents.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful time.
It was a lot of fun.
And, like, the reason why I would say don't go just you and your husband is because you've never planned a wedding before. So, like Brian was saying, like, you don't know some of the things to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, having them there, like, they'll ask those questions for you.
And definitely, like, it's just one of those things, like, your elders just know shit. Like, yeah. Even though you don't want to admit it or, like, oh, you don't know, like, you're old, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, they know a lot of shit that they've already been through. And so just take their expertise with you. It's free advice. And they're going to be giving you, like, they're coming from a place of love.
Yeah.
So, like, whatever they're saying to you is for, like, actual, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, whatever they're saying to you, for, like, from, if your parents are telling you something, it's from a place of, like, actual love and care. Like, they're not telling you anything just so you want to hear it or trying to hurt your feelings or make you upset about a certain place or, you know, gas you up to where you get into a place that's a bad decision for your finances
your parents
or whatnot.
Will always, like, do
look
the right things
the best
for you.
They want the best for you.
Yeah.
So it was fun to have Elizabeth's parents and my parents. And it was honestly, like, my parents didn't get to, I mean, like, like you guys know, me and Elizabeth grew up in different states. Our families are in different states. So, like, it was also an opportunity for my parents and Elizabeth's parents to, like, just hang out a little bit before, like, everything was official, done and done. Like, we'd obviously had been engaged and we'd obviously had been engaged at this point and had been dating for 6 years or 5 years, 5-6 years. But, like, in that time, I don't think my parents and your parents had ever really seen each other, like, in person. I don't know if they ever had before that. Maybe in passing.
I feel like they did, but not for, like, as long. Because, like, we spent, like, a couple of days, right?
Yeah.
Plus, it's just nice to include them. Like, some people, for some reason, like, don't include their families in the wedding process. Like, wedding planning process. And, like...
It's sad, honestly.
Especially if they're the ones giving you the money to pay for the wedding, like...
Honestly, imagine asking, hey, can you give me my money that I'm supposed to have for my wedding, but... don't come or see anything.
Yeah, I know people who have done that.
I don't know. People are so mean to their parents.
I know.
Don't get me wrong. I've definitely had my fair share. And, like, I feel bad. I really do feel bad for people that kind of have, like, an off relationship with their parents.
Yeah.
Because I know for a fact, like, I don't doubt for a second. Like, I don't think there's one person that wouldn't want a relationship with their mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for real, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's any person that wants to go through that.
Yeah.
So, like... if you're lucky enough to have, like, your mom and your dad who want to be involved and included in that type of stuff with you, especially in such an important milestone in your life.
Yeah.
include them, because there's plenty of people out there that don't get that opportunity and truly wish that they do.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
What else do we have on that?
Nothing.
Okay. I also, another thing I want to say, and this is mainly for the brides. When you're picking your venue, you need to have, like, if you already envision, like, your dress you want to wear or whatever, like, you need to be considering the dress you're wearing with your venue. And, like, that sounds silly, but, like, there's certain dress styles that, like, go with certain type of weddings. So, like, there's, like, the fairy, like, dresses that belong in, like, the forest and, like, that kind of vibe. So, like, whatever the vibe of your, like, dream wedding. And I know you, like, have something pictured in your mind. Like, maybe you don't have the dress picked up, but maybe you know, like, what kind of vibe you're going for. You need to consider that with your venue. Mm-hmm. Like, if this is the kind of dress I want to wear, like, this is the kind of venue I need to have.
Mm-hmm. I never would have thought of that.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Or, like, maybe you already picked out your dress before your venue. Like, you need to be considering that. But, like, just the things to think about, you know? And also, like, if you're set on a certain color scheme, like, does that match?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good.
And another thing, like, back to all-included, like, venues. When you go tour a venue, you need to look at, like, the actual, like, setup of the venue and, like, is it, like, a really beautiful venue that, like, I'm not going to have to do a lot of extra decorations for?
Oh, yeah.
Or is it, like, it depends on what you want. If you're a bride who doesn't want to have to do a lot of decorating or any of that stuff, you want to pick a venue that has all that. That's, like, already beautiful on its own. Like, our wedding was in, like, a garden thing. So, like, it was already beautiful on its own. Like, it had, like, huge windows and, like, very minimal. Like, that's exactly what I wanted. Yeah. So, like, if you are the type of girl who wants to bring in a lot of decorations, pick more of, like, a blank canvas venue. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Like, something that, like, you can do everything and make it exactly what you want.
No, that's awesome. Awesome advice.
Yeah. I actually saw that on TikTok. A girl was saying, like, she picked her venue based on one that, like, she wouldn't have to do a lot of decorations for because, like, it was already a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to consider, too.
Nice.
You also need to consider time of day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what time do you want to get married at? And then, like, is that venue, like, if you want to have a night wedding, is that venue beautiful at night? Like, maybe I need to go look at this venue at night, see what it looks like. Is it lit up nice, or is it, like, really dark and kind of scary?
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
We didn't do that.
What do you mean?
We didn't see the place that we got our reception at night.
Venue at night? No, we didn't.
Wow, but that was lucky.
I knew it was going to be beautiful.
How?
Because it had, like, huge windows. So, like, when we were arriving at the reception, it was, like, right at sunset. So, like, it was just, it's pretty.
The golden hour was a nice.
Yeah.
Nice time.
And then if you are going to have it at night, like, do I need extra lighting, you know?
Pictures, too. If you're taking pictures at your venue.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that's a big deal, but I would definitely want to make sure that there's a spot where you and your groomsmen, bridesmaids, everybody can take photos.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. If you're doing pictures at a place other, like, if you're having two separate ones, if you're having a ceremony place and a reception place, do you have good photo spots for both?
Yep.
Do you like the photo options for both? Is it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's ugly all around it, you may not have the most beautiful pictures, you know?
Wow.
Things to consider.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about those things.
Yeah.
Nice.
And then, like, if one of them is prettier than the other, like, say you love the ceremony location, the church, and, like, the reception place is good for the reception, but, like, not good for pictures, you need to consider, like, also the photos around there, because, like, if you're rushing from the ceremony, and this is something that happened to us, so, like, our ceremony was at the church, our reception was at a different place, and I wanted to get pictures, like, outside of the church, but we didn't have time, so, because we had to rush over to the other place, so, like, we only had our pictures at the other place.
That did suck, because I would have loved to get some pictures at the cathedral.
In the front, right?
Yeah.
So if that is what you want, if you do like yours, then you'd probably have to do, like, first look, which was something we didn't want to do. We didn't want to do first look. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically where you, like, take all of your pictures before your ceremony, before you're married, and you do, like, a first look with your husband. So, like, they'll get pictures of him seeing you for the first time, because obviously it's going to be, he's going to have already seen you when you go on the ceremony. And that's something we didn't want to do.
Yeah. I wanted to see my beautiful bride for the first time when those big cathedral doors opened up.
Whatever.
Tears to the eyes immediately.
What else?
Nothing. I think that pretty much covers it.
Should we go through the questions to ask your venue?
Yeah. I don't have them.
Okay, questions to ask your venue. Number one, obviously, how much is it? Well, first, I would say, before you even go touring these venues, you need to do all of the research. Go on TikTok, type in wedding venues, my location, okay? Or, I mean, you can use Google and the Knot and all that stuff, but, like, I think you'll find way cooler, like, more unique places on TikTok. Or, like, the best places on TikTok, in my opinion, okay? I don't think that was, like, as big of a thing when we were getting married. But anyways, whatever search engine you prefer, like, do all your research and find your list of places that you want to do, okay? Then you're going to go tour them. You're going to have your little questions. You're going to ask, how much is it, okay? And you need to ask, how long am I getting this venue for?
Yep.
For most of you who don't know, most venues are 3 hours, okay? That's 3 hours, including the cocktail hour, which is like an hour. So you're only getting actually 2 hours of reception time.
And keep in mind with that, you also have, if you're having a two location spot, that transportation, it's not like it starts like when people start showing up.
Exactly.
As soon as, if your wedding, if your reception starts, or your cocktail hour starts at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And your wedding party is still not even there. Nobody is there. There's whatever reason, traffic was packed.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter. Your cocktail hour starts at 5 o'clock.
So that's a good point, actually. If you are doing two separate locations, set your reception for like 2 hours after, or an hour after. So what we did was our wedding was at 3 o'clock at the church, 3 to 4, okay? And then our reception was at a place like maybe 20 minutes away, but people like to hang out after to like see mingle. You taking pictures and all that stuff. So I set our cocktail hour for 5 o'clock. So that gives our guests an hour to get over there. They can still like mingle, take their pictures around the church, all that stuff. So I would do that. I wouldn't set your cocktail hour to like literally right after your ceremony.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind. But anyways, you need to ask, how long am I getting this venue for, okay? Then you need to ask like what times they have available, because some of them like will only have certain time blocks. Like you can only have it from 8 to 11. You can only have it from, I don't know, whatever, 3 to 5. And I think they did have it like that. Like I think there was...
Yeah, it was like that so they could tear down or flip over for a new wedding.
Yeah. So you need to ask that. And then you need to ask what's included, okay? What's included could range from only the tables and chairs are included, like not the linen. So you need to know like all the stuff. Are the tables included? Are the chairs included? Are the linens included? Are the glasses included? Like all of that you need to ask. Some places like ours included the cake. So is the cake included?
Is the cake any good from where you're getting it from?
I thought our cake was good.
I didn't say it wasn't. I'm just saying, what if it turned out like you looked up the place where you're getting it from and the reviews were absolute terrible and you didn't want to have that cake?
Well, then you don't have to have it.
That's what I'm saying. So like, just don't take it at its word if they say it's included.
Well, yes.
To act like...
So if the cake is included, where are you getting the cake from? Are they outsourcing it from a bakery?
Yep.
Is that a bakery you like? Okay.
Yep. That's what I was getting at.
Is the entertainment included? Maybe they have like a band. Maybe they have a DJ. Maybe you'll get a discount if you book them. Is the stage included?
I did not know that would be a thing.
So some of them have like a stage for the band. Like they'll have a section for the band. A stage was not included in our band. And I didn't know this was a thing until I went and booked our band after. Because our band said, is there a stage or do we have to bring our own? Okay, because some bands will require a stage. Ours didn't, but there was like a certain section for them. So like, is a stage included? Okay. What else? Is a day of coordinator included?
Huge help.
Huge. Yeah. What else? Are there like, are there noise limits and stuff like that? I don't think there was one for ours, but I know some of them will say, like, your reception has to end by like 10 p.m. because we have noise limits. So like even if you wanted to book an extra hour, like you wouldn't be able to have the band.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, you need to ask if you are a girl who wants an exit. You want fireworks. You want streamers. Oh, yes. You want like sparklers. You want glitter. You want right whatever your exit is, you need to ask if you're allowed to do that. There are a lot of venues that do not allow you to do anything that's going to leave stuff on the floor. Yeah.
Even if you picked it up?
Yeah. And there are a lot of venues who will not allow, even if it's just sparklers, they won't allow you to have fire at their thing. So, like, if that's something that's important to you, you need to ask beforehand, are we allowed to do that? Or, like, what's allowed?
Yep, yep.
And then, like, you can decide based on that if it's a make or break for you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You need to ask how many guests are allowed. Mm-hmm. Some of them have guest limits. Like, some of them, it can only hold 50 people. Some of them can hold 250 people.
Some of them can hold 1,000.
Yeah, if you have that big of a party. But, yeah, you need to ask, like, how many guests am I allowed to have? And then, is it an open bar?
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Huge.
That's a big one.
And is that price included in the venue price or is that additional?
Mm-hmm.
And then some of them will even have as far as, like, you can get, like, lower class packages. So, like, high, so like you can have, like, luxury bar, which top is, like, shelf. All the expensive stuff. Or you can have, like, just basic bare minimums.
Well.
Some of them are even, some of them even just have, like, oh, you can just do beer and wine.
Yeah. Whatever. We just did well.
Yeah. So whatever you need to ask like all the different things. What else?
I don't know. It adds up. Like it gets expensive.
Yeah.
It gets expensive.
Mm-hmm. You just need to ask like what's all included with what I'm paying. Oh, you also need to ask like, is there a service tax? What is it? All that stuff. So, like, if you didn't know, there'll be, like, a service tax at the end, which is, like...
Depending usually, on how much the venue is, tax would be expensive.
Usually, like, 20% or whatever. But then, like, you are still expected to tip on top of that. Yeah. So, like, just keep all that in mind.
Maybe, I wish they would just bake that into the price.
Yeah.
Like, why even tell me that you're going to give, you're going to be tipping everybody out, like, from my, just put it in. Just bake it in.
Yeah, I agree.
You're already talking, you know, 30K. Oh, yeah. Whatever. Like, just bake it in at that point.
Yeah. And then you also need to ask, so, like we were saying about the reception places, like, if it's 3 hours or whatever, if that's not long enough for you, which, like, it's typically not, that's, like, a really short wedding, you need to ask, like, how much extra is it per hour? And then, like, what's included per hour? So, like, if it's $1,000 per hour, am I still getting drinks? Am I still getting food? All of that stuff. Or, like, what's going to happen with that?
Yep.
You also need to ask, like, if they are going to be in charge of the cleanup or if they're going to charge you for cleanup.
Again, just bake it in.
No, I know. But you need to ask because, like, some places will not clean up anything. So, like, you'll have to send someone pick up all the flowers and all that stuff. That's another good point. Are they going to help you with setup?
Mm-hmm.
Some places will not. Actually, I think a lot of places will not do it. So, like, you will need to have someone go right before, like, the morning of or whatever to set up all of your tables and stuff. Wow. And on top of that, like, most of them will not let you come in until a certain time because, like I said, like, they're either having weddings before or whatever. So, like, you can only go, like, maybe 2 or 3 hours before. So, you need to know, like, if they're not going to set it up, who are you going to ask to go do it?
It's not going
to
be you.
No, it's not going to be you, but, like, do you have bridesmaids? Do you have sisters? Do you have friends? Like,
somebody.
Sometimes it can't even be people in the wedding because, like, the time to go set up is during the wedding. So, like, it needs to be someone else. So, like, do you have family who can go do that?
Yep.
That's all for venues. If you have more questions, DM us, email us, whatever. We'll do a part two on all of ours. Or if we remember more stuff, maybe we'll do a part two. Because, like, it's all important. And, like, no one's going to tell you. So, anyways, moving on to advice. We just have one. Okay. Says, I found out my fiance received an invitation to a wedding in which there was no plus one. We both know the bride and groom as we went to school with them. We've all hung out together on multiple occasions. We received a lot of wedding invitations over the past year and are still receiving more. They're all sent to both of us regardless who knows the bride or groom. This is the first wedding since we've been engaged that we have not received a joint invitation. What is your advice? Should my husband go?
You said...
Sorry, okay. Fiance.
You knew these people in school. How far back? Are we talking kindergarten?
She said they both knew them. They went to school together. Right.
Again, are we talking middle school? Maybe one's closer than the other? Either way, it's not important. I'm not going to get lost in the weeds on this one. No, the husband shouldn't go.
Yeah.
I mean, this one's not that hard. What if, like, if you're not married?
They're engaged.
Okay, fine. Engaged, I'll give it to you. But if you're not engaged, bare minimum, and it's just a girlfriend, boyfriend?
Yeah.
Then I don't know. It's a little bit tricky.
I agree. But they're engaged.
But if you're engaged, like, yeah, that's pretty difficult. And, like, I also, it's kind of weird, though.
Yeah.
They've known them for, they went to school together, hung out on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
Why would you not invite the spouse?
Do you think the husband should text the couple and be like, hey, I got some, it was just addressed to me, but, like.
Yeah, I would text the couple.
Are we both invited?
I would.
Yeah.
I think that's totally fine, especially if you're saying you guys have been hanging out on multiple occasions.
Yeah.
Unless they, like, don't like her. I'm assuming that's what it is.
Okay, but if they don't like her, then you just shouldn't go. Maybe, you know what I would do? Go to the wedding website, because that's where the RSVP will be. And you'll put in your name, and then it'll pop up. Like,
if you actually have one.
It'll list an option. It'll say, like, how many people are in your party, or it'll have, like, your name, guest, or, like, your name and your fiance's name. So, like, if it was a mistake, and maybe they just only addressed it to you, they forgot your fiance for some reason, because, like, it's wedding planning, it's stressful, it'll be there. If you go there and it just says your name or just one as the option, then you just decline, okay? RSVP, no. Don't text a couple. This is what you should do.
Yeah, that's a better idea.
Yeah. So don't text a couple. Just go look on the website. If it says just you, don't go. We're going to RSVP no, say, so sorry, we have some other event this weekend, whatever.
And don't send them a gift.
Yeah, don't send them a gift. That's rude. If it has both y'all's names, then it was probably just a mistake.
Yeah.
No hard because feelings.
Because mistakes definitely happen.
For like, sure.
Our invitations for our wedding
didn't even get them.
People didn't even get them. That's what I'm trying to tell my boys. Like, my boys are bitching to me all the time, like, we didn't even get invited to your wedding. And I'm like, dude, I promise you, the invitations did not get sent out.
So let me tell, can I just...
We were so late and irresponsible. Let me tell
you what happened.
Well, honestly, it wasn't me. It was Elizabeth. She got some chump in
Serbia. Let me tell you what happened, okay? This is a cautionary tale to all brides ordering on Etsy, okay? I found the perfect wedding invitations on Etsy. Beautiful, everything I wanted, embossed. If you know what that is, look it up. If not, beautiful, gorgeous.
Bougie shit.
Beautiful, gorgeous, everything I wanted, right? Okay? I ordered them in November. Our wedding was in January. You're supposed to send out invites 2 months before. So, like, I was already probably cutting it close. That's fine. Actually, yeah, I was already cutting it close. They were supposed to be there a week later, though. That's what the girl told me. She said a week later. These were from England, though, okay? So I said, even if they come 2 weeks late, that's fine. I'll get them out to the mail. They'll be out before Christmas. All good. No problems, okay?
Out before Christmas. Our wedding is January 14th.
So let me tell you what happened. Basically, this girl said they will be to you in the week. It was supposed to be there the first week of November, okay? It just so happened that the mail people in England decided to go on strike.
Yeah, this was a thing.
Literally, I ordered them. The next day, the mail people are on strike, okay?
Yep.
Because she had literally messaged me the next day and said, they're in the mail, they're on the way to you, okay? A week later, they hadn't shipped out yet. I messaged a girl. I say, hey, you know, I noticed they're not here yet. They're supposed to be here. My wedding's coming up. Like, what's going on? And she said, I'm so sorry. The mail people are on strike in England right now. and I can't do anything about it. I already dropped them off. So, like, it's not like I could take them and send them some other way to. They're literally there, and I can't do anything until these people get off a strike.
They're in the post office. Nobody's working in the post office.
Because they were on strike for, like, weeks.
Weeks. It was crazy, honey.
So, we didn't even get our invitations until what? Like, the first week of December, maybe?
It was really bad.
Or maybe, like, right before Christmas.
And think about that, people. It's right on damn near Christmas. It's around that time frame.
Yeah.
Packages, everything are out the wazoo. You go, like, shit gets delayed.
Yep.
And imagine trying to ship out hundreds of invitations.
Yep.
Around Christmas time.
Yep.
And expecting them to get there in a reasonable time for people to RSVP.
Yep.
So, like,
I actually don't think, I think we didn't get the invitations until the day before Christmas, but we were in Florida visiting your family. So, like, by the time we got back, it was already, like, December 28th, and our wedding was in, like, 2 weeks.
So, yeah.
Cautionary tale to all, okay?
It was a mistake on our end, but, like, we had every intention to get invitations out. And, like, we texted. If you were invited, we obviously knew that it was going to be a problem for getting invitations out because we were so freaking behind the eight ball.
Yeah.
And it was honestly embarrassing.
Yep.
But, like, it is what it is. We moved on. So, like, we texted, unfortunately, the people that obviously were invited, just like, hey, you know, as a heads up, here's the wedding website to go RSVP.
I will say, even though our invitations literally were arriving in people's mail, like, after the wedding and stuff, that's fine. We still had 175 people come, and we invited, what, like, 250? So we still had a good turnout. But I would say, cautionary tale for all, if you are ordering from Etsy, first of all, I would not recommend. And second of all,
they did a good job. But you need to do it well in advance.
But you need to order your invitation. Like, as soon as you have a date picked out, basically, order your stuff, okay?
Yeah.
And also, like, I think another reason why people actually showed up is because we sent a save the date.
True.
So that's important too. Like, I know people think they're like a waste of money or whatever. Like,
and most people don't even send save the dates nowadays, or they send an email or something.
But we sent a save the date, and I think that's why people still knew they were invited. And our save the date was beautiful too.
Yeah.
So yeah, just send out your save the date and order your invitations well in advance.
Yep.
Yep. That's all.
That's it?
That's all I have.
Sweet. Well, before we finish the episode, I have a very important shout out for two people that are very close to me.
Yeah.
So, one, congratulations to Garrett and Logan. They just recently got engaged this past weekend.
Congratulations.
So we're excited for that. Best luck to you guys in your future wedding planning and everything. So this episode should hit home for you.
Yeah.
You know, if Garrett, if you're watching this or listening, I don't know if Logan listens, but shoot her this podcast and let her listen together
on the way to tour your venues.
Well, they're reading this. Anyways, congratulations to Garrett and Logan. Congrats. And lastly, Michael and Valerie got married on Sunday.
And Brian got to watch on Zoom.
So yeah, they got married in Hawaii. It was a beautiful venue, beautiful little setup that they had. And we just wanted to say congratulations to you guys. Best of luck in your journey in marriage. God bless y'all. And congratulations to Mr. and Mrs. Cahill.
Congratulations.
But yeah, with that being said, guys, don't forget to follow us on all of our social medias. Share this podcast with your friends, families. It's safe for the little ears in the back seat for the most part.
Yeah.
And have fun wedding planning if you're in the middle of that. If you guys need any questions or advice or recommendations of what to do, like Elizabeth said, like, hit us up in our DMs and we'll get back to you guys.
And we'll even give you recommendations on what not to do because we made lots of mistakes. So, like, if you need it, we will give it to you.
Yeah, for sure. But with that being said, I'm Brian Sorrell here with my beautiful wife,
Elizabeth Sorrell.
And we are
the newlyweds.